7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Pippa.
You're the baby.
I think I'm kidding.
Good God. Okay, we got the introduction done with, and this is the part where I tell you, hello, it's 1930 UTC, and it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. Oh, yeah. Look at this. And I'm sitting here in front of my TV looking at the weather. And yeah, it's completely and utterly insane. We cannot go outside. We can barely move tomorrow. Good God. It's going to hit, what, 39 degrees tomorrow? It's already 28 degrees today. And it's so humid that all of the outside moisture is condensing on my windows. I can't see outside my house because my windows are all fogged up. It's going to get hot, and all of this week it's going to be brutally hot, and I knew this ahead of time. So I went to the store last night and I stocked up on food and stuff so that I wouldn't die. Okay, but that's not what we're doing today. That is not what we're doing today. We can kill. You want to keep watching the weather, Peppa? You can watch the weather if you want. As for me, I'm taking off my headphones and I'm unplugging them because I've got some pretty weird stuff going on. At least I have this idea. I have this dubious goal, and we're going to pursue this dubious goal right now. Let me get up. Oh, yada. Okay, so I had this thought a couple of days ago, and this thought pertains to my teapot. Regular committee members will remember that I have this teapot that likes to make noise. It likes to go squee and do strange sounds. And I thought to myself a couple of days ago, what if we were to put a piezo on the teapot? So we could pick up these vibrations. What would this sound like? And so that's why we are up in my kitchen right now making tea, because I've got some boiling water right here. Take the lid off. And I got the tea in the filter, and the filter's in the teapot. Gonna do the one-handed pour. Sexy. Yes, I'm so skilled at making tea that I can pour the water in one-handed. And here we go. Oops, maybe I added a little bit too much water. That's okay. Just means more tea to drink. All right, so we'll let the water sit in there. We set the water timer to 30. What? I can hear you yanging. What are you doing? Well, hello. Well, you can stand by the door all you want. We're not going outside. No, kitties aren't going outside. It's too hot outside and it's humid, and look at all this water on the windows. I can't even see out the window. Here, I'll move the bucket in front of the window so you can jump up on your bucket. Jump up on here and you can look out there, but you won't see anything because it's too much humidity on the windows. Is the tea ready? The tea is ready. Yow, ow, because I put in too much water, I'm now burning my fingers as I take the filter out of the teapot. Okay, and the lid goes on. And now we listen. Wait, there it goes. A little hissing sound. bigger hissing sound. Okay, let's take this back downstairs. We'll follow the cat back downstairs. Hi, I see you. Okay, we gotta follow Pippa back downstairs. Now she thinks that means we're gonna fill up the water bowl for her. Yes, I'm still following you. Jeez. Which means that we really do have to do it. Otherwise, she might get mad and start playing with cables or eating patch cords or something. Okay, yes, I'm still following. Move, go faster. Move your kitty butt faster. Slowest walking cat ever. So now we come into the kitty bathroom. We uncap a water jug and we pour some water. No, drinks it up. Drink up the kitty water, please. Okay. And now, oops, I dropped the lid. And now, we will have a few seconds of my cat drinking water out of the kitty water bowl. No, don't sniff the microphone. Just keep drinking the water. Drink the water! Here she goes. Oh, it's such a thirsty kitty. Okay. Back into the other room here. And we're ready. We're ready for our experiment. And it would appear that we already have a problem. Why do we have this god-awful hum? Okay, my little piezo thing is somehow not wanting to work properly. I can touch this, it doesn't hum louder, but if I touch this, what the hell? Oh, what the hell is going on here? Let's kill this for a second. And let's see if I can make some kind of adjustments here. What can I do? Well, actually, I could do something, but we don't have the power for it. Yes, we do. Don't I have a hum canceller in my big effects processor? Yeah, maybe we can... Oh, this is going to be a pain, but let's figure it out here. Okay, so we just plug in an extra cable or two. And, okay, plug this in to here. And what do we got? Well, we got a different noise. Oh, because the effects processor is still on. Okay, let's wait. Okay, let's flip the effects processor, here we go, over to the 60 Hertz hum canceller. And what do we got? Oh, we got a pretty silent thing going here, okay. But is there actually audio signal? Let's test it out. Yeah, okay. So that's working. But I gotta... everything's spread out. I got one cable that's too long. I got one cable that's so short. So I'm halfway sitting in my bathroom, halfway sitting in my room, trying to do this. The cat's walking around. Hi, baby. What are you thinking? And my teapot isn't making any weird noises yet. So let me grab it and see if I can induce it to do its little squealing. What happens here is when you first make tea, the pressure that builds up doesn't cause it. I don't know what. You got to open it at least once, and then it, you know, it's not science. Oh, wait. Okay. It's doing it. The teapot is now. Yeah, it's doing its little whistly thing. And it's going. Okay, so let's turn up the gain all the way. Gain is cranked. I hear nothing. Oh, the noise gate won't open. It's not loud enough. Whoa. There, it wants to go. Hold on. Maybe we can tap it and it'll open. And of course, now that the noise gate's open, the teapot doesn't want to make any sounds. This is driving me nuts, because earlier this morning, my teapot was howling. Just reesh, reesh. Sounded like rabid cicadas on the rampage. Okay, there it goes again. I'm going to open up the noise gate. Come on. Okay. So maybe this isn't going to fly. Maybe this brilliant idea just isn't going to work. Oh, it wants to. It's trying. Howl for me, baby. Okay, well, it seems that we've had a great idea. Let's back that game down. A great idea that does not want to come to fruition at this point. And that's okay. We can save this for another time. We can try this again. And now I got all these little cables all tangled up, all the hell all over the place. Okay, what? How did this happen? How does this get under this but over? Okay, geez. All right, we're going to have to try this experiment another time. And I might have to make some specialty equipment for it. Meaning, of course, that I can take a piezo element. I've got a bunch of them. I got a bag full of them. Wire it up and place it directly on the teapot. Plug it directly into our little interface here. And then we'll be good. But boy, I'm not good now. I've been moving around a little bit too much in this kind of weather. It's not a smart idea. Yeah, I literally need to chill out right now. And what's the best way to chill out? Oh, you know, maybe we should learn about arugula. Is arugula cruciferous?
Arugula is a peppery, distinctive tasting green that originated in the Mediterranean region. Arugula is a lesser known cruciferous vegetable that provides many of the same benefits as other vegetables of the same family, which include broccoli, kale, and Brussels sprouts. Arugula's popularity has as much to do with its health benefits as its taste. Yeah. This delicious green is a nutrient-dense food that is high in fiber and phytochemicals.
Phytochemicals?
Arugula is low in sugar, calories, carbohydrates, and fat.
Prove it.
It's high in several vital nutrients.
Like what?
Here are health benefits of eating arugula.
Don't tell us or anything.
Along with other leafy greens, arugula contains high levels of beneficial nitrates and polyphenols.
And it's cruciferous.
A 2014 review study found that high intakes of nitrate may lower blood pressure, reduce the amount of oxygen needed during exercise, and enhance athletic performance.
And it's cruciferous.
Arugula derives a lot of nutritional value from its cruciferous family roots, such as antioxidant benefits from glucosinolates and detoxifying power from enzymes. It's an excellent source of fiber, which studies have found to be helpful in reducing the risk for type 2 diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease.
Cruciferous.
Arugula also contains a variety of vitamins, including vitamin A, which may help lower your risk for age-related macular degeneration and cancer, as well as vitamin C, which may help boost your immune health.
Any other vitamins?
Other notable vitamins there found in arugula include vitamin K, folate, riboflavin, thiamine, zinc, vitamin B6 and pantothenic acid, or vitamin B5.
Make up your mind.
Arugula also provides an array of minerals, such as calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, manganese and copper.
Manganese.
Its flavonoid content may help lower inflammation, inhibit cholesterol from sticking to the arteries, blood pressure levels, increase blood flow, and improve blood vessel function. Side effect of eating arugula.
Turn green.
Arugula is not known to be a common allergen or to cause side effects or reactions in many people.
Just toad.
Although consuming arugula in optimum quantities may have quite a few beneficial effects, overconsumption of anything can take a toll on your health. Some of the short-term side effects of arugula include flatulence, and abdominal cramping and discomfort. These bad effects are caused due to the presence of sulforaphane in arugula. Arugula contains vitamin K, which can cause blood clots when it counter-reacts with certain blood thinners.
So yeah, that's why arugula should be your favorite flavonoid-rich cruciferous vegetable. Holy cow. I bet you're wondering what the hell that was. Well, very obviously, it was the song Maniac, the theme song from the movie Flashdance, Maniac, by Michael Cimbello, mashed up with The Trooper by Iron Maiden. Why does this exist? I don't know. But you can thank Bill McClintock for doing that. The guy is clearly a madman. Clearly. All right, so I need some more tea. I never told you what I was drinking, did I? We went to all that effort to make the tea and try to do some science, try to do some scientific research with the teapot. And I didn't tell you what I'm drinking. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good. Yeah, I'm drinking the Jade Jiguanyin today. Wow. So good. I really like drinking tea. I'm going to drink tea today. But you know what? I might make this iced tea. I might set this aside to cool off. Then I'll ice it down and drink delicious Jade cold Jiguanyin. That sounds like a really good idea. Anyway. I guess I don't have much to say right now, so let's go to some more music.
Say with a noisy parade. You laugh all the way with so little to pay. So say with a noisy, say with a noisy boy. The food will choke you, stop, provoke you. Captain doesn't care, no. The captain doesn't care, no. Say with a naughty ferry. Book a trip on a naughty ferry ship. Say with a naughty boy. The food will choke you, stop, provoke you. The captain doesn't care, no. The captain doesn't care, no. Fairies, oh, what a silly boy. You won't be merry on a naughty fairy. Ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. All right, take it, Captain. The food will choke you, stop. The captain doesn't care, no. The captain doesn't care, no. Ahoy, sailing every day, ahoy. It's the only way. I feel sick Naughty ferry's done the trick. Ahoy, beat the traffic jam, ahoy. Pull the rocket down, I feel sick. The captain's freaking cold. I book Naughty ferries, oh, what a silly boy. You won't be merry on a Naughty ferry, ahoy.
Yeah. You Won't Be Merry on a North Sea Ferry by Olga. The acoustic version. That is, of course, a classic Toy Dolls song found on their third album. And then, you know, Olga's got to do an acoustic version because it's hilarious and he's a nut. Because that's what it's all about. The North Sea. I've never spent any time in the North Sea, but, you know, I first heard that song many, many decades ago. And I thought, okay, this is probably good advice. I'm going to stay out of the North Sea, unless, of course, I'm going to be visiting Paddy Roy Bates. You're going to have to look up that reference because I'm not explaining it. You Won't Move the Children of the Revolution by T-Rex. Mark Bolan. Big fan of cows. Or so I've heard. I mean, I never met the man. Oh, but if I had a time machine, I probably would go back in time. And I would pick up Mark Bolan and Buckminster Fuller and Vidal Sassoon. And then we'd all go back to Weimar Berlin. Where am I going with this? This is a recipe for disaster, so let's just back out of that one. Okay, so we've got cows, we've got T-Rex, and we've got Olga. All on today's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single damn day. Every day, people. No holidays, no weekend breaks, no nothing. Every damn day. 1930 UTC. Right here on what? Anon Radio. Moo. That's right. My name's Tobe. I've been your chairman, but I gotta find something to eat, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.